Welcome to this episode of Vote Like a Texan. I'm excited to be meeting with a congressional district candidate, Michael Wheeler, who is running in Congressional District 21 here in Central Texas. It's a crowded field, so I'm excited to talk to candidates about why they're running, what they hope to accomplish, and where do we go from here. So, Michael Wheeler, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
So, what did inspire you to run for Congressional District 21?
There are some major issues facing our country that are kind of come to a head over the next 5 to 10 years. And I felt like I was best suited to handle those and very passionate about those issues. They match my background and my experience. Most of the issues that I think are more economic based, fiscal based. That's my background. And I just don't want to sit by and keep my mouth shut while, you know, I have ideas to solve some of these problems, and we need more people in Washington that are willing to talk about them and bring them up and actually willing to work with people to try to find a solution for these problems. I'm really afraid, and I'm happy to talk about what they are. I'm really afraid if we don't deal with them, we have a real chance of losing our country.
Well, and I heard you speak at a meet and greet last night for candidates, and it's interesting because you do have a background in the bond market specifically, and when we look at the financial outlook, the economic impact, there are a lot of icebergs in front of us, I would say.
Yes.
That my hope is our leadership and leaders like the congressional seat in 21 would help us understand what those are as everyday people. What is it that's happening there? Because I don't think it's everyday people activity that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's much easier to talk about the emotional issues as a politician, I think. It's much easier to talk about the boys and girls sports, the DEI, the woke, the spread of socialism, the spread of the Muslim population. It's easier to talk about that stuff because it plays on emotions and it gets people riled up. And that stuff is incredibly important, and we need to continue to work on all that. I think that's where we kind of all agree on those issues. But the issues that really, to me, need to be tackled are fiscal in nature, such as the national debt, as we talked about last night, our dependency on Chinese supply chains and manufacturing, and the affordability of our youth, those people 20 to 40 years old who are being left behind. And those are all financial fiscal issues. And you need to send, in my opinion, send somebody to Washington that is willing to go fight for those. Now, I think we saw Chip Roy do a lot of that fighting. And I have very similar beliefs as Chip, but I also have different as well and different priorities and different strategies. But I believe we need somebody to go to Washington to continue that fight, to not just be quiet. What anybody wants to say about Chip Roy, he fought for what he believed in, and you knew where he stood on issues. And I really respect him for that.
And Chip's going to a different race. That's why he's not in this race anymore. And so that's an exciting opportunity for us. Mike, what got you into public service? Where have you served the public in the past?
Well, I was in the bond markets for 25 years. So I was a financial bond trader. I was a bond trader, mainly high yield securities. And I did that for my whole career. And I got out of that business in about 2019. And then was able to focus on my real passion, which was the Republican Party, and working for the Republican Party and putting forth conservative values. So I started out, I was listening to Steve Bannon on the radio, and he was talking about a precinct chair strategy, and I was like hooked right away and became a delegate in Bexar County. Then I moved over to Kendall and became the treasurer of the party, and then the and a precinct chair. And then I became the Kendall County Republican Party chair. And in the spring of 24, I was elected to the state Republican Executive Committee. And then this past spring, I was honored with a presidential appointment to be a senior advisor for President Trump at the Small Business Administration.
You definitely have some roots.
Yeah.
That's interesting to hear. What did you learn as an advisor with the SBA? That sounds like an exciting opportunity.
It was a job of a lifetime. I was very sad I had to leave it to run. But my main projects that I were working on were reshoring American manufacturing jobs. President Trump has set tariffs, and I agree with those tariffs. And I was working on facilitating those companies that we were trying to help to come back. So for instance, I was working with protective equipment, the gloves and the masks that we were missing during COVID.
Yeah.
We don't produce basically any of that in the United States. So we were working with manufacturers to bring those back to the United States. And semiconductors as well. Started on semiconductors before I had to come home. So it truly was an amazing experience. It was just what you hear. If there's something that's broke, fix it. Say something about it. And I really appreciated what the president was doing and his mission.
As you've gone around your congressional district that you're running campaigning in, what have you learned about the district and what do you see trending as we go into the March 3rd primaries?
Well, the district is so diverse. We're very conservative. So Kendall County is 8-1. I think Comal County is 7-1 Republican Democrat. Kerr County is up 8-1 as well. I mean, if I'm missing any, forgive me, but we're a very conservative district with a lot of different concerns. Very concerned about the cultural issues, but also very concerned about the fiscal issues. But the thing that I find that I keep coming up to is there are very important local issues all the way from Bexar County to all throughout the Hill Country that I think is easier if you're in the federal level to neglect. And I can mention two of those issues. One is, in Bexar County, it's Fort Sam Houston. Army North and Army South are getting combined and moved to North Carolina. That's a big problem for San Antonio if we don't work hard with the U.S. Department of War to replace those missions with, say, cyber technology or medical. So I want to work with Fort Sam Houston people, current and former, and help bring those missions in. So there's those local issues. In the Hill Country, it happens to be either water or the Green New Deal stuff. We have battery storage facilities popping up everywhere. We have windmills and solar, and as a result of the federal government meddling in free markets. And the federal government, whenever they meddle in free markets, prices go up. It's what happens. And now we have these dangerous battery storage facilities, Comfort, Harper, you name it, Fredericksburg. We have an 800-acre solar facility being attempted to be put up in Fredericksburg, Texas. And so there's these local issues that are very important to people, and they need people in Washington to fight for them. So it's not just about immigration. It's not just about the debt. It's not just about Social Security or whatever subject people are in. It impacts their daily lives, and that's what I think I bring to this race is I really want to work on those issues for my constituents.
And for those constituents, the opportunity in 2026 is probably three times the vote. And I want to get more people to turn out and to place their vote because we're going to have primary elections March 3rd, 2026. That's where you're really going to make your decision.
Yeah.
In a partied election. You're making a decision on who is the candidate. So if you don't show up there, you've missed your opportunity. And,
yeah.
And I want to hammer that in because what I have witnessed locally is 7% turnout for local May elections, but then the federal in November gets 100% turnout.
Mm-hmm.
How do we have that conversation with our constituents and inspire them to turn out every time there's an opportunity to have their voice heard?
Yeah, it's so as the party chair for 2 years here in Kendall County, We worked really hard on raising the turnout. We were successful. We still was, I mean, it's still for a general election, it was like 30, little over 30%, which is kind of sad. I think actually that was for the primary. But, you know, we were better. And the reason we were better is because we raised money. We got a lot of volunteers. People were very committed to getting the word out. We advertised. We phone banked. We knocked on doors. It really is a grassroots effort. Charlie Kirk was the king of it. I learned a lot of what we did here in Kendall from Charlie, listening to his podcasts and what Turning Point was doing. It really, in my mind, is a grassroots effort that needs to happen. I would like to see the Republican Party of Texas be more involved in that. That's one of the reasons why I joined the State Republican Executive Committee, is to try to push our party in that direction. Because the party, I think, could be very helpful in turnout, if that was what our focus is. Unfortunately, I don't believe that's what our focus is, but I continue to work towards that. It's really education. It's having a lot of volunteers. It's having the events of last night at the Tea Party. It's all of those things.
Well, and I've seen it. We've had elections in the last few cycles that were decided by one or two voters that showed up.
Yeah,
and that's incredible. People don't always believe that, but if they understood how their districts are aligned, what they're voting for, and where they sit, it can be really meaningful. So yeah, I appreciate the work.
One of the proudest things I did as a county chair, not I did, but our team did, and one thing we focused on was the Fourth Court of Appeals. Mm-hmm. We were very instrumental in Kendall County flipping that court. We had three seats flipped, and the average victory for those people were about 25,000 to 30,000 votes. And Kendall County, our margin of victory in Kendall County for our Republican judges was over 15,000. So we provided over 50% of their margin of their victory. And so if we get band together as a county, we can make a difference. And what you said about those, it all matters. It really does. And that's one thing that I think the party here in Kendall County does a fabulous job about. It's continuing to this day. It's about getting out the vote and getting Republicans elected.
Well, Mike, it's been a pleasure to sit down with you today. I appreciate the servant heart that you have. And anyone that runs for this type of office is really putting a lot out there to serve. So thank you for taking the time, and best of luck in the campaign season.
Thank you very much, Justin. I appreciate it. Anytime.